Listening passage number 2. As you know, there are many different kinds of dialects across Japan. Now with the spread of TV, the Tokyo way of speaking has spread across the nation, and gradually the number of people who speak in a dialect has decreased. However, dialects still very much exist across the nation. Dialects are not only unique to Japan, but are found in many other languages abroad too. Many of these dialects were formed due to geographical reasons, in that places were remote from one another. But the dialects in Japan were formed intentionally. When you became sixth graders, you will learn about the history of this in social studies class. You will learn that about 400 years ago, Japan had a long period of peace called the Edo era. During the Edo era, there was a central government called the Bakufu in Edo, which is now called Tokyo. The rest of the country was divided into units called han. Each han was treated like a separate country. If one han tried to overrule the central government in Edo, it would immediately be punished. To prevent this, the Edo Bakufu sent spies to han. Likewise, each han tried to identify who the spies were. Despite us calling them spies, they were, after all, Japanese people, and so they couldn't easily be told apart by appearance. Therefore, each han started to develop and use a language specific to that han. By doing so, each han was able to identify someone who doesn't speak their dialect as a spy. Consequently, many different kinds of dialects have developed across Japan. For instance, in where we now call Aomori Prefecture, there were two separate hans called Tsugaru Han and Nambu Han. Between these two places, there was neither a big wall nor a river to divide them. However, they had very different dialects. From the past until today, different dialects have been used in different places. But unlike the past, one's dialect has become part of one's unique culture. You might perhaps think that Japanese all speak the same way because we all study the same textbooks and watch the same TV programs. However, interestingly, this is not the case. This is because the basic building blocks of language are formed up until you're 3 years old, and you will continue to use the rhythm that you heard at this time. Therefore, for example, while Sasaki-san's grandparents are of course able to write and listen to standard Japanese, their oral language will be in the Nagasaki dialect, and kids who grow up there will also have it too. However, when you go to a trip, please pay attention not only to the local food or souvenirs, but also to the unique dialect. Question 56. Number 1. Because of the spread of TV. Number 2. Because Edo era enjoyed the long period of peace. Number 3. Because a lot of people go to trips. Number 4. Because there was a central government called the Bakufu in Edo. Question 57. Number 1, in the third grade. Number 2, in the fourth grade. Number 3, in the fifth grade. Number 4, in the sixth grade. Question 58. Number 1. They sent spies to the Han. Number 2. They built walls between different Hans. Number 3. They taught different dialects. Number 4. They changed the standard Japanese. Question 59. Number 1. Until 1 year old. Number 2. Until 2 years old. Number 3. Until 3 years old. Number 4. Until 4 years old. Question 60. Number 1. Both of Sasaki-san's grandparents speak Nagasaki dialect. Number 2. Each Han was treated like a separate country in the Edo era. Number 3. One's dialect has become part of one's unique culture. Number 4. In the future, there will be no one who speaks dialect.